Hello, my friends, and welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. Hope you guys are having a fantastic day today. And be sure, I remind you guys every week, and we're continually growing. We're getting a lot of followers on there, a lot of information we're starting to put out there on Instagram at @team_healthmasters. That's @team_healthmasters on Instagram. Be sure to follow that and like it. And we're putting a lot of information out there, a lot of coupon codes, specials, and all types of other things. So be sure to follow that as we continue to build that back up and get you guys the latest information. Oops, like something just fell over there.
Too much zinc stood up.
Too much zinc. And again, you guys know if you need anything, healthmasters.com, the zinc glycinate formula on sale for product of the week, over 20% off right now at healthmasters.com. So be sure to check that out. And one of the first stories I saw today, and I actually got a kick out of this, it was kind of funny, but it's also something that's actually kind of important that people are pushing back a little bit on this. Woman is now suing National Park Service after being told she can't use cash to pay entry fee. This is something kind of bizarre, but it's showing you what exactly is happening right now. Elizabeth Dasberg asked in an email how she could enter the Fort Pulaski National Monument in Georgia if she only had cash. She was told that the site, part of the U.S. National Park Service, only accepted cards now, debit cards or credit cards. The employee suggested she go to a local grocery store or a big chain like Walmart to purchase a gift card with cash and then bring the gift card to the national park so she could pay to get in. Multiple others have also been told the same thing. The complaint filed in the U.S. District Court for the District of Columbia, the plaintiffs allege the federal agency is violating U.S. law by refusing to accept U.S. currency as legal tender as entry payment. The Children's Health Defense is financially supporting the lawsuit. This would be an interesting thing to see how this goes because, as everybody knows, we're starting to get more and more towards this weird cashless society where, I mean, there's a lot of places you go now where it's card only. Card only, and nobody touches cash anymore. And quite frankly, it can be more convenient and be faster and more efficient. But at the end of the day, that's just another way they continue to track and monitor and control every aspect of what's being purchased. And that's exactly what the banks are wanting to do now with the digital currency being pushed out there. So just something to look at. Also, too, Ron DeSantis is now sending soldiers, aircrafts to protect Florida from the illegal immigrant boats amid Haiti's low-grade civil war that apparently is starting to move to Florida now. So it's interesting. So now we have a Haitian civil war that's moving to Florida. Should be fun for us down here. We'll see how that goes out. And he's put 250 additional National Guard soldiers with a fleet of aircraft and boats to protect Florida from vessels carrying Haitian asylum seekers. The issue with this is that there's a whole lot of other ways to get to the United States besides just South Florida. And this is an interesting problem because, as everyone knows, the CIA wants to push individuals in a certain area. They're going to push them in a certain area. And this entire thing we've seen down in Haiti has been nothing more than another CIA op, in my opinion, just my opinion, with the amount of weapons and equipment that these groups have gotten down in Haiti and the amount of violence that they've been pushing, continually overthrowing the country down there. So just something to be aware of if you're down here in Florida. Stay prepared, as always. What do you think about that, Dad, as far as you think the Santas is actually going to be able to do anything with 250 National Guard securing the waterway?
No. Political theater.
Yeah, you can't.
250 people is not enough. If he put 25,000 out into the waterways, yeah, we'd do something with that.
Sizable force.
And then you run into the same problem, Austin, is that what are you going to do with them when you catch them? If you can't deport them,
yeah.
I mean, what are you going to do with them?
I mean,
if you say, I think we need to basically send all these people back to Haiti, where are you going to land the airplane?
Yeah.
You're going to drop them off with parachutes? You're going to, get a, C-130 transport and tie rocks to them so they can fall straight and drop them off the coast? I mean, that's what they did down there in Argentina.
Yeah.
The guy down there actually went out and turned people in, and, our CIA was involved with that way back when, and they put people in C-130 transport planes and took them out over the ocean and tied cinder blocks to them and dropped them. What do you do with them? And I'm not advocating you take Haitians and throw them in the ocean. What I'm saying is when a person gets into the United States and they touch the soil, now they've got to be extradited. Now they have to go through political process. Now they have to go through, it's not so much a political, but a legal process, which is all politicized now. And this is an interesting article here from MSN, and it says, Haiti, a Caribbean country, which we know, has plunged into chaos due to gang warfare. The U.S. has airlifted non-essential staff from its embassy, and the country has declared a state of emergency. This comes after gangs attacked airports, police stations, and prisons, and thousands of jail inmates have fled too. That's nice. Jimmy Schieser, popular, not only his barbecue, his nickname's Barbecue, is the leader of the notorious G9, and the family's gang is now the most powerful man in Haiti, reports the New York Post. This barbecue guy began being called Barbecue because he liked to burn people alive. Okay,
that's nice.
Amid the rise of the barbecue, a video has emerged, because he likes to also eat human body parts.
There you go.
They're cannibal. They're a cannibal gang who likes to barbecue people, who likes to eat body parts. Coming to you right out of Haiti, I can honestly say if I was a Haitian, I'd be on the first boat to Florida. Just saying. I'd rather have being eaten. The video on X shows a Haitian man tearing flesh from the leg of a burning corpse and eating it. This is what we get to talk about on the show. Some of the videos uploaded X have been removed now, and the reports of videos, basically were all elder videos. The latest round of chaos led by barbecue is an attempt to overthrow Prime Minister Henry, and intensified after he left for a regional summit last week. In other words, he leaves for a regional summit, and the whole country goes into chaos. The Prime Minister attempted to fly back in, but couldn't land there. Remember what I said? How do you send them back on an airplane?
Yeah.
Amid gun battles and government soldiers tried to fool the gang members to bid to take over the international airport. It's not like where I want to go. Prime Minister Henry could not land in Haitian capital because his international airport was closed, as soldiers repelled attempts by gunmen to seize it. I remember years ago I was leaving Nairobi, Kenya, and it was an interesting place. And we went through the metal detectors. We came into the airport, okay? And they searched our bags, our carry-ons. Then as we proceeded to go through the gate, there was another stop, and they ran us through more metal detectors, okay? And they searched our bags again. Then we got closer to the plane, to the gate. They ran us through more metal detectors, and they searched our bags again. And finally, I said, what the heck? You've already done this twice. That's the third time. And they're like, yeah, we do that every time we get on airplanes, three times. And I'm like, where did you think I went? Well, apparently people drop stuff off to you as you get on a plane.
There you go.
Kind of like they do in prisons. And that way you get on the plane. So they get you one more time as you get onto the airplane. And I thought, welcome to Nairobi. And then I found out they had just blown up a busload of American tourists there a few months earlier. And I thought, this is perfect. And the State Department had warned us not to even go to Kenya. But we had a good time on safari there anyhow. But, the sad part about this is that when CNN came in a few years ago and they tried to interview a group of cannibals in India. This is an interesting article.
It's a crazy video.
This is you don't even want to look at this one. It says viral video footage is circulating on social media. So it was the time the CNN correspondent Reza Aslan attempted to engage a cannibalistic tribe in India, only to learn why the locals fear him. Now, this is crazy here. And it's just the Aslan is outfitted with a crown made from dead animals, and that's a guru whose face is covered with cremated ashes, why people fear the tribe. Should we eat the living, says the cannibal guru, adding, shall I show you by eating my own flesh? Yeah, somebody wants to drop these people on their head. Actually, what happens is these guys are steeped in Satanism, too. And when you have these types of religions that come into the world, after Tower of Babel, we talked about that in length, they like to serve their god master, which is Lucifer, who comes to rob, kill, steal, and destroy. And the devil runs about as a roaring lion, seeking those whom he may devour. And I guess he wanted to devour people, too. Angered by such a line of questioning, the guru tells Aslan, Tells the reporter, I will cut off your head if you keep talking so much. That's one heck of an interview. Hope he has some security. At this point, Aslan senses his life could be in danger, and he calls the producers over, asks them to cause a distraction while he sneaks away. Sneaks away. Yeah, I would have never gone there. The video being resurfaced now shows why Americans are wary as the Haitian capital of Port-au-Prince has fallen again and is now under the rule of Mr. Barbecue. Meanwhile, border agents in Miami have been told to prepare for an influx of illegals from Haiti.
There you go.
On Wednesday, Governor DeSantis declared he would deploy state law enforcement resources to protect the state's southern coast of illegals inbound from Haiti. Given the circumstances in Haiti, I have directed the Division of Energy Management, the Florida State Guard, and state law enforcement agencies to deploy over 250 additional officers, which Austin covered a few moments ago, which is completely and totally useless to do this. So now we have Haitians who basically are trying to flee from cannibalism, wanted to come into Florida. And quite frankly, I don't blame them. If I thought I was in danger of being eaten, what century are we in? Are we dealing with stuff from the ancient Incas and the Aztecs who did human sacrifice and were cannibals? Or is this 2024? I don't really understand any of this any longer. But when you start and look at the different cultures around the world and how messed up they are, you start seeing a lot of weird stuff. And this is pretty weird. Wow, Austin. I didn't really want
to
cover that.
No, it was about as weird as it goes. You took it to another level with that.
Yeah, it's just awful.
But no, there's no question about it. Yeah, it is 2024, and this stuff is still happening, which is quite strange. And one thing about it, though, is, 250 National Guard, Florida coast is way bigger than it appears. If you stretch out Florida all the way up, it's a long way. So I don't know. I guess, like you said, it's a bit of theater. I mean, it's better than nothing, so to speak, but this isn't really something that I think is going to make an enormous difference. So in my opinion, anybody that's in Florida, get ready to make sure you have your security in place with this, because if these guys really come here and have the armaments they have down there.
And if you see somebody going around your house at 2:30 in the morning with a flashlight looking in windows, probably a bad thing.
Just a bad thing.
Yeah, probably a bad thing. Also, too, in other news, this is interesting. Another article came out here I was researching on zinc. Yesterday we talked about zinc glycinate on sale, and it's also what it talks about in this article. It says it's essential for normal development and function of your immune system, as it helps out as far as with natural killer cells and the T cells. It also has over 300 enzymes that require zinc to function normally. Evidence shows zinc helps protect the body from COVID-19 by impairing viral replication in the cells, supporting as far as the function in the respiratory system and improving respiratory barrier, epithelial barrier. This is something that we talked about in detail years ago when COVID and everything was going on. And again, more research keeps coming out now about how important zinc is. So again, another reason why, stay stocked up on that. If you want to hear more research, we had a lot of articles yesterday we went into detail about and on zinc. Also, this is something that's gotten a lot of publicity, and there's a reason why. And I talked to a dad about it yesterday. We talked about it as far as on the show briefly, and it's this discussion now that Congress essentially is demanding that they have a right to ban TikTok, or they're demanding that the Chinese-owned company has to essentially sell it. Now, you guys know me. Not a fan of TikTok. Never been a fan of TikTok. Don't have a TikTok. Don't support TikTok. So don't write me any letters on here talking about how I support TikTok. However, there's another article that just came out again. It says, TikTok is digital crack cocaine. Ban it immediately. Goes on to say here, it's questioning how the alarmists claim that the data, privacy dangers, and negative content and the national security threats mean that TikTok needs to be banned immediately. It says if it's not banned, essentially the Beijing-based ByteDance company needs to maintain and essentially relinquish ownership. TikTok has garnered a reputation for putting out unsuitable material, leading its prohibition in multiple nations. Again, not a fan of TikTok. It's got a lot of garbage on there. However, one thing about TikTok that really became prominent, and everybody saw this during COVID, is that that platform never censored people discussing what was going on about vitamin C and zinc and ivermectin and D3. Never censored it. Never put out big blocks saying this is misinformation. Oh, no, none of that. Now, what's interesting about this is, though, they said while the data collection is common among apps, they said that TikTok takes its practice to a new level. They said the application gathers data from users' phone clipboards, even when not in use. They can take sensitive information such as passwords and other private conversations and essentially save them. And what it is it's essentially another tracking app. Now, the thing you got to ask yourself the question is, why is Congress so concerned about TikTok tracking everyone when Alphabet or Google literally monitors every single thing you do, including every single thing you say while you're around your phone and your location and your camera and every little place that you put your phone? Why in the world is Congress not more concerned about figuring out and cutting down and getting people essentially exposed for child pornography? Oh, we can talk about that. Why aren't they discussing why in the world they can't cut back on these erroneous and crazy claims that people continue to put out all the time now about how this is bad here, this is bad here? TikTok is its own platform. I don't agree with it. I don't like it. China's essentially backing it. But when you start saying that Congress now has the ability to come in and start banning apps because they don't like what's on them and they don't like what they're doing, that sets a really interesting precedent. What do you think about this, Dad? Because this is a very strange topic.
TikTok is nauseating.
I couldn't agree with you anymore.
But, you know, this is, again, going right against the First Amendment. And, you know, let me just keep the kids off TikTok.
Absolutely.
I didn't know it was like this. I'm just going to, since we're going to cannibals, I might as well go to this. I had several people, you know, I've been doing this online dating thing's a nightmare. And I had several people say, well, can we contact you on TikTok? And I thought, no. That, well, we want to use TikTok. And I finally told, you know, one of our people a friend of mine that I know, I said, can you set me up a TikTok account? Because I don't know how to do all that. He goes, you don't want a TikTok account. And I said, why? He goes, it's crazy, the stuff they'll send you.
Oh.
And I said, well, I'll use an alias. You know, I won't show my face, whatever. He said, okay, I warned you. And it wasn't 24 hours. I had been deluged with crazy videos.
Oh, yeah.
And I mean crazy stuff. And I immediately deleted everything. I said, I'm done. I told my friend who set up, I said, you are absolutely right. And he said, I warned you, it's that bad. And, you know, and again, the social media fame that people get from apps, you know, when doing TikTok and doing stupid dances and all the kind of stuff, and then monetizing it and making money with it all. And people, some people are making huge money with these types of apps. I mean, huge, $1 million a month, stuff like that. And you think to yourself, how in the world can they do that? Well, they put bizarre stuff up, and then they, or their explicit stuff they put up, and then they build OnlyFans pages, you know, things, all the crazy stuff they do from all the stuff. And the sad part about all of this stuff is, it's an absolute disaster from a social standpoint.
Yeah, it is.
But if you let Congress ban TikTok, they're going to start banning Facebook. They're going to start banning every cop. They've already done it. They've already censored everything with COVID. If you put up an article about D3 and how healthy it is, misinformation, contact the Centers for Disease Control for accurate information. We're going to demonetize you, taking you down. You know, and they do it. And they did it to thousands and thousands, if not millions of people trying to tell the truth. And the sad part about it is that if we allow them to do this with this, they can do it with X, you know, with Twitter. They can do it with any of them they want. They can just come. And that's why Elon Musk is opposed to this legislation, because once you stop the free flow of information, you stop all free flow of information, and then you have censorship. And once you have censorship, then the government is the only person putting out the information as far as the propaganda, and they're controlled completely by the Kabbalist Luciferian Synagogue of Satan links. And that's who runs the show anyhow. And so that's who wants their power back. They want the power of mind control back over the masses. And we simply don't want to give that back to them. So I oppose this ban on TikTok as much as I absolutely loathe TikTok and do not have a TikTok account. But that's it. By the way, Americans need to wake up, according to the Daily Mail. Doctors and politicians are praising England's landmark decision to ban puberty blockers for children over fears about drugs, long-term harms, as they call for similar to the United States.
You think?
Wow. And the U.S. should follow England in banning irreversible puberty blockers for children under 18 years of age, senators and doctors told Daily Mail today. England's National Health Service revealed Tuesday it would no longer prescribe the drugs to patients with gender dysphoria. Notice they're calling it gender dysphoria. That's a medical condition. Under 18, after finding that there was not enough evidence about how safe they are when they if they are clinically effective. I'll tell you what they do is they destroy a person's brain and their ability to think whether they're a male or a female. This is a mess when you start dumping hormones into people. And talking about the mess, generational insomniacs. 80% of United States teenagers aren't getting enough sleep, says shock new report, and it's because they're so depressed. I'm going to read you this one. This is important. You need to pay attention on this one. About 30% of teens get a failing grade on a score for their sleep health. Over a third of teens receive an F grade for sleep reported. So over a third of teens receiving an F grade for sleep reported severe depression. It says going to bed just 1 hour later is enough to make you feel miserable. Teenagers should get about 8 to 10 hours of sleep every night, but 80% of them fall short. The National Sleep Foundation's annual survey gave teenagers an F grade for practicing healthy sleep behaviors, which is impacting their mental health. Good sleep hygiene and mental health are inextricably linked, each one influencing the other. Bad sleep typically leads to depressive symptoms, and depression often contributes to bad sleep. It turns into a circular mess. More than a third of teens are reporting feeling depressed. Now, I'm going to go ahead and say less than a fifth of teenagers are getting recommended sleep. Now, the article's getting redundant, so I'm going to pull off of it right now, but I'm going to tell you something about this. This is really important. I've covered it before, but I've never talked about it on the video portion of our show before. You know, Wi-Fi signals in the pineal gland are the same as bright sunlight. The pineal gland produces melatonin to help you sleep. And when you have your Wi-Fi turned on, it's like turning on every single spotlight in your room, your ceiling lights, everything turned on, and wanting to go to sleep with all the lights on in the room. That's what Wi-Fi does. And so you're sitting there, and it's pitch black in the room because the lights are all off, but the Wi-Fi router is next to your head, and you're thinking, why can't I sleep? I'm wide awake. This is awful. I'm laying here. So then you start taking sleep drugs. You start having all kinds of health problems and depression. And let me tell you, when you can't sleep, it can lead to severe depression, which can lead to bipolar disorder, which can lead to suicidal behaviors. About 40% of the people become bipolar who end up having traumatic brain injuries. This list goes on and on and on and on. Here's the issue about all of this stuff. These children are on video games and on Wi-Fi until the wee hours of the morning. And the parents go to sleep, allowing these kids to be on these Wi-Fi, on this Wi-Fi, so they can fall asleep playing video games. I'm just letting you know how the real world works. And then that child can't sleep all night. It doesn't want to get out of bed in the morning. The Wi-Fi is left on all morning. And to make matters worse, they put the cell phone under the pillow. Now, listen to me. I'm just giving you some really good advice right now. They put the cell phone under their pillow, you know, and so that's putting out. Remember, a cell phone is a little microwave. It's constantly putting out a microwave signal. That's why it can be tracked. You can put a tracking app on your cell phone. They can track it where it is because it's constantly talking. It's being hit constantly with other Wi-Fi signals coming into it, trying to download stuff to it. So now you have a computer under your head, okay? You got a Wi-Fi, you know, thing beside your bed, and you're thinking to yourself, I can't sleep at night. I don't know what to do. I need to take some Ambien. Oh, yeah, okay, that'll help. But here's the problem with all of this stuff. These kids aren't sleeping because they're on these video games all the time and because they're on their cell phones all night. Now, what I do with our kids is I didn't give them cell phones until they were 15, 16 years old. And, of course, what do? They sneak around in the middle of the night and put them under their pillow, put them under things. So finally you get to the point, you know what to do, because these kids simply don't listen because they're, I hate to say it, most teenagers are just stupid. Not all of them. Most teenagers are stupid, and they don't listen. They make the same mistakes over and over and over again. You can show them all the research. And this stupidity goes on into their 20s in many cases because they don't want to listen. You know, you see it all the time. It's how they're raised. They never say thank you. They never say please. Half the time when you speak to them, they don't even answer you. They just look at you and walk away. It's the weirdest thing. But they're being brain entrained, like they're playing slot machines all day long, and they walk around in a virtual zombie state because of how their brain is functioning, being linked into video games all the time. And when they can't have a video game playing, they get unbelievably upset, unbelievably depressed, and they start screaming and yelling and demand that the Wi-Fi gets turned back on. I'm just letting you know how it goes. So here's what I recommend you do. Turn off the Wi-Fi router at night by unplugging it. Pull it out of the wall. I have mine hardwired to a switch, so does Austin. Every night, 11 o'clock, when I go to bed, Wi-Fi is off. Cell phone is in the other room. Most of the time, the cell phone is in the other room turned off. I don't want it by my head. I don't want to have anything going into my pineal gland telling me not to produce melatonin. So I also take melatonin every night. And our melatonin, which I brought a bottle of, is phenomenal. It's 3 milligrams. It's sublingual. I've used the higher dosing melatonin before, 10, 12, 14 milligrams. This is better than all of them. It's phenomenal. I slept like a baby last night. I went to bed at 11 o'clock. I slept all the way through the night. Never had to get up once. And, you know, got up almost about 6:30. So I slept 6, 7, 8, almost 7.5 hours of sleep. And I tell you what, I feel great today. But I used the melatonin. And I took two of them before I went to bed. I feel good. But these insomniacs that is happening with these children and causing them growth problems, causing them health problems, causing brain development problems, and it's also doing the same thing to adults. Just to give yourself an example, next time you go to bed at 11 o'clock, turn on every single light in your room. And just to make it fun, get a floodlight and put it in your face, right here, on your face, and go, I'm going to go sleep now and see how that works. You know, you may be able to fall asleep on the beach if you've had a long day or an exhausting evening or whatever and get burned. Most of the time you're laying face down, but most of the time you will get burned and get unbelievably sun damage. Don't do that, by the way. But the reality is that's what happens to you when you leave your Wi-Fi on. We tell everybody this stuff, these people that I know, our friends, and they simply don't listen. Here's another health article. It goes, man diagnosed with stage 4 colon cancer at the age of 29 feels his diet of Subway sandwiches and steaks caused a disease that is spiking in young people. Diagnosed with extreme advanced colon cancer. Now, I'm going to stop for 1 second. I'm not going to give anybody names, my condolences to him. A lot of folks don't realize that when you eat foods that have nitrites in them, like luncheon meat or smoked meats and all those types of products like that, your beef jerky, almost all cases beef jerky has sodium nitrite in it. That reacts with stomach acid to form nitrosamines. They're one of the most effective agents known to man to produce malignant intestinal tumors. I don't know how to say this any more bluntly than this. If you want to give yourself pancreatic cancer and colon cancer, eat this junk. And another article came up, I won't talk about it today. This little 2-year-old girl had this giant parasite come out of her because she's been hanging out with the pigs at their family's farming. And she's full of parasites. I mean, farm animals and cats and dogs and all these types of, you know, pets that we have around. You know, I love dogs. Cats, I'm not a fan of cats, but dogs, and I don't want any letters. Stop. Don't send me letters on this. I'm just not a cat guy. Now, dogs, if they're trained right and they're obedient, they sit and they heal and all that, they're good. As long as they don't bark all the time. But the reality is that when you have animals in the house, you really, really need to be doing parasite cleanses on a regular basis. You need to be taking melatonin every night. You'd be using zinc every day. We talked about that. All of these things have specific reasons to be taken. And the melatonin makes you sleep like a baby. When you use that and you combine it with total rest, It's called our Sleep Like a Baby Protocol. We need to put that. I should have brought that in here with us today. But that product, that really works. Along with the magnesium brain food before you go to bed, you relax, knock yourself out like you've been hit with a hammer in the head. It's amazing what it does for you if you keep the Wi-Fi turned off. Now, I'm going to say that another 100 times probably the next 5 years, and there'll be a bunch of you that'll turn it off today. But then there'll be a whole bunch of other ones who say, nah, it's too big of an inconvenience. I'm not going to do that. Okay, have fun with staying up all night. I don't know what else to say. But please, these are important topics we're covering from a health standpoint today, including avoiding the people from Haiti, since we don't know who they are. It's terrible, isn't it? I mean, just wow. I mean, what do you think, Austin?
Yeah, I mean, there's some wild stuff going on down here. It's another article that came up. This was pretty interesting. It says, safe alternatives to statins might target the root of heart disease. They explore the potential natural supplements as alternatives to statins for heart health. And we've talked for many years on the dangers of statins and how they're massively overprescribed and in most cases simply used as another tool to get somebody's cholesterol into a range that simply isn't even healthy. And on top of that, the side effects from statins go a long list down the line. And what's interesting about this, they say here the cholesterol-lowering drugs fail to address one of what experts say is the actual root cause of cardiovascular issues, inflammation from oxidized blood lipids. Mounting research indicates natural supplements can succeed where statins fall short. And this is crazy. One of the number one things they say on here that can help out as far as with blood lipids is berberine. Compound found that's used in traditional Chinese medicine for thousands of years. It boasts health benefits ranging from improved cognitive function to immune system by reducing inflammation and controlled blood glucose levels. So there's a lot of quality data on berberine and a good safety profile. The recent meta-analysis of 44 studies found berberine improved blood lipids, inflammation with minimal risk. It also outperformed statins in reducing factors like stroke risk and artery plaque buildup. Berberine has virtually no side effects except for the fact that it'll maintain healthy blood sugar in most cases and can help you burn body fat. And yet they're saying right here that it actually has less risk than statins, yet it outperforms it. On top of that, the anti-diabetic benefits. They said 1/3 of people with type 2 diabetes also have cardiovascular disease. According to a review published in Cardiovascular Magazine, the two metabolic diseases are often interconnected. They said emerging research also shows how berberine has anti-diabetic potential. Studies show it may lower blood glucose, triglycerides, and insulin. In a paper called it Ideal Medicine for Treating Type 2 Diabetes, while 2023 report found that berberine outperformed metformin. I talked to you guys about this last year when we brought it out. The drug that lowers blood glucose levels in treating obesity, that berberine actually did better and was safer than metformin. And that's why we rolled out the Berberine Ultimate, which isn't just berberine, it's dihydroberberine, which is 5 times more bioavailable than regular berberine. And so again, that's a product that's really, really effective for blood sugar and really helps out overall as well with a whole host of other things as I'm talking about here in this article. And another product that they said that's really good that helps out with cardiovascular health is Natokinase, another very popular product that we've had for years. It's an enzyme that breaks down unwanted blood clots in the blood circulation. This is one of the reasons why we have together the Natokinase and the Spike Protein Survival Kit along with the vitamin E. Natokinase is an incredibly good formula at reducing blood clots in the body. And again, that's why we put that formula together. So if you're curious about it, be sure to give us a call. Also check out the kits with the Spike Protein Survival Kit, as that's a really, really effective kit to put together that helps out as far as cardiovascular health. And if you happen to get the shot, or you're just trying to maintain overall cardiovascular health, if you're simply maintaining all of that. Also, too, in other news here, this is another interesting article that came out now. They're saying here that France, and I talked about this a couple weeks ago, and it looks like the legislation is starting to get full approval in France's parliament. The bill will now fine and jail citizens who encourage others to refuse recommended medical treatments like the RNA COVID injection. So essentially what they're saying now, critics of the bill have labeled it Article Pfizer Law and warned it threatens freedom of speech regarding health choices. If passed, the bill could shift the entire discourse around public health in France and inspire other nations to take on similar policies. This goes right back to what I've been talking about with stifling free speech, preventing people to have an open platform. That's what all of this comes down to at the very end of it. They said the punishment under liberation for the crime of voicing concerns or criticisms of any type of RNA or COVID injections or medical treatments could result up to 3 years in prison with a 45,000 euro fine. This is a piece of legislation. Is it meant to maintain some balance between protecting public health and free speech? The more this bill is revealed, that the government just wants to simply stifle any type of dissidence. That's exactly what's happening here. And this is exactly what goes back to the aspect of the federal government, Congress coming in and saying that they have a right to deplatform TikTok and ban it off people's phones and do anything they want with it. Again, I don't like TikTok. I think it's a horrific app. But at the end of the day, this whole bill that they're putting together that they're going to use as precedent on, they can come in now and start deplatforming, regulating, controlling, moderating, censoring any single thing they want on any social media platform. The thing about social media, it's been this double-edged sword. There's a lot of crap out there, a lot of garbage out there. However, at the end of the day, it's also a very, very beneficial platform for people to get their voice heard, to get information out there, to have their stories talked about. And so, again, the globalist aspect, these banker boys, they want to use the social media as a primary distraction and to keep people from focusing on the truth. At the same time, they want to go in and ban everything on social media so they can control free speech and prevent anybody from actually having the ability to talk about what's really going on. So again, now you have France passing this bill now, and apparently I also read another article that Canada is also discussing rolling this another similar bill out now. So essentially, if you go online, is what they're saying here, is you go online, you talk about the COVID shot, you talk about COVID deaths, you talk about COVID, you know, side effects or COVID RNA shot side effects. Essentially, the government now has the ability to determine what they think is misinformation. And if they deem that you're using this misinformation to coerce other people not to get the shot, they're saying that they have the ability to come in now and arrest you and fine you and ban you. This is not a good position to be in France. This is something very creepy. And the fact that they're doing this now shows you the only thing they're concerned about is maintaining the control over the narrative with the pharmaceutical companies, Dad. There's no other excuse for this period.
Well, you know, it's like we saw with Joseph Biggs. He was an alt-media guy. He's serving a 17-year prison sentence in FBI Talladega after being convicted of seditious conspiracy and 1512 obstruction of the official proceeding, punishable by a 20-year prison sentence. Prosecutors thought 33 years to life for Biggs, who committed no violent crimes at the protest, but he was being convicted for wrong think. You got to stop us. You got to stop here.
Creepy precedent.
What the heck is going on with the United States of America? What's going on with the Judicial Department? And will Donald Trump, if he gets back in office, come back in and pardon all of these people? Which I hope that he does. I mean, this is some crazy stuff when you stop and look at it, guys. And you know, when you start realizing that the pharmaceutical industry is the same industry that is owned by the media corporations. Because remember, all the pharmaceutical advertising you see, all of this stuff is circular ownership by BlackRock, State Street, and Vanguard. All of it's owned by the Bloodline families and the Rothschild banking cartels, which is all controlled through the issue of money printing through the Kabbalist, Luciferian, Synagogue of Satan network. It's money. The love of money is the root of all evil. These people are so greedy that if they have all the money in the world, if they have a 600-foot yacht, they want a 1,000-foot yacht. If they own an entire island, they want an entire state. If they own the state, they want a country. If they want the country, they want the world. It reminds me of that South Park episode again. That's a funny episode. And these guys were sitting off world, and they were looking at the United States, and they were lighting their cigars with $100 bills and going, Earth's not producing enough. Let's just destroy it. I mean, it's a crazy South Park. I'm not advocating South Park. It's got some pretty ranky stuff on it. But also showed me that years ago, and I thought, it's true. The same Kabbalist, Luciferian, Synagogue of Satan network that is controlled via Satan, who wants to put us all under mind control via 6G, 7G technology, 5G technology, by implanting chips in all of us so that we can be controlled every thought, word, and deed that we have, like it was in Genesis 6, where all thoughts were evil all the time. That same group is the same group that Lucifer has basically used to continue to build his kingdom here on this planet after he was sentenced to Earth, basically as his punishment, as a prison planet to him after Angel Wars was over with and the coup d'etat he attempted on God in heaven ended. I covered all this at Angel Wars. So we're down here with these weirdos. I'm just going to let you know that. We're down here with these weirdos dealing with this stuff all of the time. And you think, can it be this bad? Barbecue in Haiti likes to eat people. You tell me how bad it is. I mean, this is some sick stuff. Incas, Aztecs, I'll never forget. I was in Machu Picchu. Okay, and we had a guide. We'd hired a guide to take us through all the ruins of Machu Picchu, probably one of the most seven wonders of the world, an intact Inca village or whatever it was. I'm not sure which tribe it was. I don't remember anymore. But so we're up there talking, and she said, so we came to the temple area, and they had these little echo chambers that you could use vibratory sounds and make, you know, use all kinds of energy fields and create them inside the echo chambers. And I was in there making little noises and praying. And I looked over, there's a big sacrificial stone. And I asked the guide, I said, was this used to sacrifice humans? Oh, no. I said, whoa, wait a minute. Give me a break. And finally, she took me aside and said, don't ask me that question. Shh, quiet. And I'm like, quiet? I said, you know, we're hiring you to be a guide. Yeah, they killed everybody here. They killed their children. And I'm like, whoa. You think that's why they went extinct? And I'm like, okay, so you kill all the babies, you kill all the young children, you kill all the virgins. There's a high probability you're going to go extinct. And she goes, yes, what happened? And I'm like, oh, my gosh. So I'm sitting here at the sacrificial stone, and I'm thinking to myself, it's a weird place to be. What happened here? I don't want to know what happened here. But I already know what happened here because she told me. The sad part about all of this is history is being erased. You say the Christians came over and they conquered the Central Americas. They conquered the Indians. They were eating people, the Indian tribes. Many of the Indian tribes are cannibal too. They were worshiping all kinds of demonic things. They still do in some circles, not all of them, but some of them still do. The same thing with some of these people in Central America and South America, where the Spanish conquistadors came in and they converted them to Catholicism. Okay, I know a lot of you guys don't care about Catholicism. Got it. Catholicism is still better than eating people, okay? You got to, if you're going to compare the two, look at it like that. And so I watch all this stuff, and I sit back and I kind of go, this is crazy. People going to prison for 17 years because they protested. I mean, it's absolutely nuts. By the way, I'm going to cover this out of the Canadian Free Press. American cattle rancher is now exposing that they've all been sold out. 50% of more of the beef processing he controlled by the countries outside of the U.S., it comes down to our own food security. We used to make a fair amount of return on my cattle, but the industry has changed dramatically with the government allowing the consolidation of meat processing businesses. That's the companies that are coming and buying everything, including organic
BlackRock.
That's right. Four companies, giant companies, got together, decided to roll that up, consolidated, and it's just business. But when we get to the other side of it and we take into account the ramifications of our national economic health, it's a very detrimental effect. Our government has allowed two giant companies controlled by foreign governments to come in and acquire. One of them is controlled by the Chinese, which is controlled by the Rothschild banking cartel through the central banks, as I mentioned that. And they bought Smithfield out of North Carolina. And the other one was a Brazilian company, same thing, central bank controlled by the Rothschilds. They came in and bought up one of the major other players. So now we have an industry, 85% of it has actually been consolidated and rolled up and controlled by four companies. Four companies are now dictating who gets what, where, and when, do you see? But nobody thought our government would let 50% or more of our beef processing be controlled by countries outside of the U.S. It comes down to our own food security. Now, they don't want you eating beef. We got to step it up another notch. They don't want you coming in as having a steak. I mean, there's nothing better than a really good filet. I like steak. Here's the problem with that. They want to make you believe that steak causes excessive pollution. So they've got to be able to control this and regulate it. And you can do it now on other countries that own the industry from other that they control, the CIA controls, through their presidency and through their corporations and through their governments. So they can control the farming of the United States, including farm production, beef production, all of this stuff. That's the goal. That's one of the big reasons they do geoengineering is weather control and crop control and food production control. Just thought I'd mention that too. But be very, very, very careful when you see these types of consolidations taking place and realize they want you eating insects. They want you eating bugs. They're not going to eat bugs. They're going to have a big porterhouse or they're going to have a big sirloin or they're going to have a big, you know, filet. But they're going to give you bugs because you are a peasant as far as they're concerned because they think they're better than you because they have a different DNA bloodline from the fallen one. They consider themselves to be the benign Nephilim, sons of the fallen. Do you not have to believe me on this? That's who runs the planet. In fact, if you watch that show with Brad Metzler Decoded, I've mentioned it several times on the air before, Brad Metzler Decoded, the Spear of Destiny, he interviews a bodyguard for one of the elite people at the very end, and he said, these people are the benign D Nephilim, the sons of the fallen, and they plan on taking over the planet, rebuilding the third temple, piercing their Antichrist with the Spear of Destiny in the Holy of Holies, bringing him out, like it says in the Book of Thessalonians, and declaring himself God. That's what they want. And they're willing to die for it. And they're willing to enslave everybody else and destroy the United States of America in the process and destroy all Western nations. That's why there's a complete onslaught of trying to destroy everybody in the United States through immigration, because it destroys the cultural fabric of a nation, the once great Christian country that we had. Barack Obama was right about that. It's not anymore. The once great Christian country that we had that could basically win World War I, win World War II, has been taken over. And that's what we have here going on. With people being put in prison for seditious conspiracy for 17 years who didn't do anything besides incorrect political thought. This is insanity, guys. And so be aware of who the people are doing this. Don't let them play the shuffle game and obfuscate the truth. You got to keep going up. Who controls the nexus? Who controls the center of the web? Who's the man behind the curtain? It's always the money. It's the money that makes the world go round, period. And when the guys control the money, they control the governments. They control the military-industrial complex. They can buy up all the corporations because they can print more fiat currency and buy until they own everything. And that's what they're doing, Austin.
That's exactly what they're doing. One easy way, if you want to figure out exactly if a company is controlled or they're putting out propaganda, put on the middle camera right here. You pull up Fox Corporation. Who owns Fox? Top holders. Vanguard, BlackRock, State Street.
There you go.
Who owns Pfizer? Well, you already probably know this answer. Vanguard, BlackRock, State Street. The same companies own the same companies. They own the same companies.
Circular ownership.
Media, the pharmaceutical, big agra. Every single company is owned by the top same shareholder. So you have to ask yourself the question. If they're all putting out a certain narrative, they're all wanting everybody to focus on the exact same thing, exactly what you said, the shell game. They're not going to contradict themselves. They're going to put out exactly what they want everybody to follow and exactly what they want everybody to believe. Just thought I would throw that out there if you're curious. And also, too, there's a movie that was talking about the Mayans, Apocalypto. You've seen it before. Mel Gibson did it. Graphic film. Not recommended if you've got a weak stomach.
Don't let kids watch it.
But it goes into very detail about the Mayans and what they did and simply how their civilization was on decline because they love to kill everybody.
And eat everybody.
Just, if you're curious about that background, be sure you can watch that movie. It's very interesting. Mel Gibson did it years ago, back in 2006. It's graphic, though, so be warned on that. Also, too, in other news, this is interesting. Another individual from Venezuela, a lady who's here completely illegally, has now been charged with killing a 12-year-old and severely injuring her parents in a car crash last week. She got first-degree involuntary manslaughter and 2 counts of second-degree assault and 2 counts of child endangerment after she was driving without a license and had a head-on collision with the family the other evening. This is starting to become a very systemic problem. These headlines are popping up every single day in most cases from somebody from another country that shouldn't be here without a license or doing something stupid like chasing somebody down while they're going for a walk and killing them. This is going to get worse. Not being negative, just being realistic. A garden of weeds is a garden of weeds. And this is why I've told you guys, be very cautious with a lot of stuff right now. The thing that sucks about this is that they're driving with their kid on a highway safely, or trying to drive safely, freely, unmolested on their way. And they've got this moron that came here illegally because she's been told to come here and funded to come here, as I talked to you guys yesterday about what's going on with the United Nations and how the United States, along with the United Nations, is funding, giving these individuals these loans that have no penalty and no interest. I still get a kick out of that. I want to know where my no penalty, no interest loan is now.
I want one of those, and what we'll do is we'll fund the Ted Nossen Brewer Show forever.
Studio in here. We'll get all kinds of cool stuff. Yeah. Well, penalties, no interest. How do you beat that?
You know, Frosty Woolridge, he's a good writer. I don't agree with everything he says, but I agree with this one pretty well. He says, weaponized immigration is a form of asymmetrical warfare against America. And I'm going to read you part of this. He goes, a dear friend of mine in Michigan said, when Joe Biden is not eating ice cream, which further adds to his arcane attempts at speaking, he claims that his administration's programs are a success. Ironically, is one of the, in one sense, diabolically correct. That's his goal, assuming he understands some of what he is reaping on our country, because it coincides with Barack Obama's fundamental transformation of America. Now, this is the part I want to read. I recently read that those of us in America who are 75 years or age or older make up less than 1% of the population, because remember, they killed a whole bunch of us through COVID. Following the passing of almost all of the greatest generation of World War II vintage, the majority of America includes some of the most poorly educated, especially in the areas of history, government, and civics, apathetic, self-serving, and falsely entitled members to ever call themselves citizens, that we should add another 20 million illegals who have no intentions of assimilating to our culture, nor honor the hard-won freedoms and traditions of our founding fathers and the documents drawn up to secure them in the rule of law, simply adds to the confusion and division which characterizes our present society as we slip even ever faster down Nobel Prize winner F.A. Hayek's Road to Serfdom, precisely written in the 1940s. We'd better wake up and smell the coffee soon, or find ourselves relegated to picking through the grounds. You must remember that Barack Obama, this is important now, of course, you may already know this, you may not, did not grow up in America. He grew up in I don't think Barack Obama was an American citizen. I believe he was born in Kenya. I'm just going to say that. He didn't say that. I'm saying that. Did not grow up in America. He grew up in a Muslim-dominated country. His father was a Muslim or a Marxist, depending on which report. He fooled the American people by attending a Christian church in Chicago, but Pastor Wright, his pastor, denounced, in fact, hatred and damned America. March the 13th, 2008, Senator Barack Obama's pastor said blacks should not sing God Bless America, but God, the letter D, America. The Reverend Wright, Obama's pastor of 20 years at Trinity United Church of Christ on Chicago's South Side, had a long history of what even Obama's campaign aides concealed was inflammatory rhetoric, including the assertion the United States bought on the 9/11 attacks with its own terrorism. Now, yeah, I'm going to sit here and not read any more of this because I don't want to talk about Barack Obama. But, you know, going in and allowing all of these people to come into the United States is basically, he's right, asymmetrical warfare, because they're bringing in these young battle-hardened troops, mercenaries in some cases. Okay, and now they're finding out, and even some of the major networks are saying, wait a minute, some of these people are mercenaries. Some of these people shouldn't be here. Why are they not being vetted properly? Always remember that when these people come to this country, basically uninvited or invited by our CIA is what is happening here, who's controlled by the Sabbatean Lucifer Kabbalah Synagogue of Satan groups. When you understand that this whole thing, now I'm not saying everybody in the CIA is bad because they're not. It's like everybody in the FBI is not bad. But when you get the hierarchy that's messed up like this, they start making bad decisions for everybody else. They really do. But I know it. The other day, I got a ticket for doing 13 miles an hour over the speed limit. This is terrible. I should confess this. Up in Georgia. In
allegedly.
It was a speed trap. And I was coming down. It doesn't matter. I was on a downhill track. And what was funny about this, the police officer that pulled me is about 26 years old. He's really nice. And I found out there's no points associated with anything under 15 miles an hour. So I said, whatever. But I talked to him about guns, talked to my Grady Judd. He's a good kid, trained well. He stood behind my window, you know, about 2 feet behind me, so I couldn't turn around and even see him unless I completely turned around in the car. And I thought to myself, you know, he's just doing his job. And I was very, very nice to him. Ticket was like $100. It was nothing. It was just more of a nuisance than anything else with no points. But the reality is that, you know, there are a lot of good police officers out there too, like this kid. And we have a bunch of sheriff's officers that are great. Grady Judd is amazing. I don't know what we're going to do if he doesn't run for office again. All of this stuff that we have in the United States going on, from corporations to FBI to CIA to local law enforcement officers, all of this. Not everybody's bad in all these organizations. The problem is when you get people in the hierarchy at the higher levels who are making decisions for everybody else, you put a bad one in there, it starts trickling down. Look at Boeing. It's still going on with Boeing. More stuff's coming out on Boeing now. I mean, Boeing is basically shooting itself in the foot over and over and over again. They need to come in at the top levels of the management now, but it's not going to happen because they're owned by BlackRock, State Street, and Vanguard, and get rid of all of these people, these diversity hires that aren't trained properly for this. Now, the guy who put the door on incorrectly that blew off in mid-flight, supposed to be videotaped in the areas that they're doing all these repairs, they can't find the video now.
Yeah. Video is gone.
Imagine that. And, you know, and I mean, so I hope that, okay, let me talk about this. It's amazing to me how in the corporate culture, including banks, how so many people are found committing suicide. Just thought I'd mention that, especially whistleblowers.
Well, the cameras always seem to be down.
Yeah, I mean, right, remember Jeffrey Epstein? The cameras were turned off outside of his thing, but Jeffrey Epstein didn't commit suicide. In fact, I'm telling you this again, Jeffrey Epstein, in my humble opinion, is not even dead. That his nose picture and his earlobe pictures from the corpse did not even match the living Jeffrey Epstein. I believe he's living in a non-extradition country somewhere in the Middle East that he had dual citizenship to, and basically has probably had extensive plastic surgery done with a whole bunch of underage girls. That's what I think he's doing. And so Mossad, remember, he was Mossad. Mossad doesn't kill Mossad. The only type we've ever seen as far as CIA killing from the CIA was Benghazi. Under the tutelage of Barack Obama and everybody's best friend, Hillary Clinton, the Sabbatean Kabbalist Luciferian Synagogue of Satan witch, who had her own coven in California, and she used to travel there, according to Larry Nichols, every 6 weeks to talk to her fellow witch friends. You know, Austin, you know, give me a center camera, Rich. I am to the point now, Austin, where I read these stories and I hear these indication, you know, these accounts of eyewitnesses.
Yeah.
And I realized that not everybody is lying. And then I see Hillary Clinton, when she didn't get to her presidency with Donald Trump, she pitches a complete and total biatch fit behind. So I just can't say that, but I just did. Biatch fit. I did it again. I can't help it when I talk about her. Behind the scenes, drunk as a skunk.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Starts flipping over tables, throwing cakes.
Oh, man.
Cancel the fireworks ceremony.
Well, they already told her she won.
Oh, yeah. She had it.
Remember, she was on the front page of Time Magazine.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
I'm president. Well, she was told she won.
And you sit here and you watch stuff. People in jail for 17 years because they protested.
Yeah.
And people in for seditious conspiracy, no less. And then you sit back and you go, wait a minute. We got guys pretending like they're girls competing in women's sports. Okay. We've got children being taught that transgenderism is okay. We've got puberty blockers being given to children as young as 5 and 6 years of age in the United States.
Oh, yeah.
We've got doctors who routinely do surgery on children who are 16, 17 years old and remove their genitalia. And we've got people not wanting to go to church anymore because they don't want to go to church anymore because the name it, claim it, blab it, grab it guys have got them all mad. And so and the parents don't want to discipline their brat children anymore. They don't teach them to say please. They don't teach them to say thank you. Heck, they don't even teach them to answer you when you speak to them. And you sit back and you go, you know, this is unreal. And I know, I'm going to take the cat. I'll probably show you the cat picture again in a second, okay? But
cat
I'm to the point of looking at this going, you know, this absolutely is complete and total insanity that we're in a situation that the United States of America, okay, this is me right now. We're just going to put the cat picture right now. That the United States of America is in a situation. Hassel loves that picture.
That's great. It's
great
photo.
It makes me laugh. But I've got to figure out. I mean, I'm sitting here for years now with you doing over 2,300 podcasts now. And mind you, we've reached a lot of people. But the reality is
we've made a bunch of change, man.
Yeah,
helped a lot of people.
We have helped a lot of people. A lot of changes happen because of what we've done. And we've wakened up the people, but then we still have the vast majority of the people immunizing their kids with 76 vaccines. We still have 80% of the population shooting themselves up with COVID shots. We still have a lot of other people who refuse to take supplements that they eat unbelievable garbage all the time.
Yeah.
I've talked about pork so many times I can't even talk about it anymore, but people still eat pork. I mean, I don't know what to say. And now we got pork parasites happening in little girls, and I'm watching this. And now, on top of everything else, we have a cannibal named Barbecue, which is like beyond belief, who is basically the leader of Haiti, who has overtaken the international airport, and the ruling leader of Haiti can't even land there anymore. And now we're having flotillas coming from Haiti back in the United States to bring more Haitians, which we really don't need, into the United States. And I sit back and I go, wow. And then I remember the mantra of the New World Order. Out of chaos,
there you go,
will come a new world order.
Answered your own question.
And then, no, but let's not forget Ukraine. Let's not forget the $100 billion or more that Barack, and now Biden's found another $300 million to send him to get basically transfer weapons all over the world, you know, massively feed the industrial
weapon trafficking. You know, its finest example.
You know, and you sit back and you look at it and you go, wow, you know, can this all be really happening right now? And then a person protests on the Capitol grounds and gets thrown in prison for 17 years. And you're like, wow. And I'll never forget what I was told by a good friend of mine, Jeff Rentz, when he said when he found out that we were going to be going to the January 6th thing. He says, you go up there, you're going to be in jail or you're going to be dead.
Yeah.
You guys are too high profile and you better cancel it. And we did. And, oh, we got the letters from the what would you call them, the bots, the weirdos who were basically working with people.
I remember I was getting a ton of emails. People were cussing me out. They were calling all kinds of names because we decided we weren't going to go up there. And, dude, now you look at it, the Department of Justice, the FBI, they've said they're full ramping up more arrests. They have all the way till 2026 as far as the statute of limitations and then, now. They're going to exhaust all of it.
And then they use the word to indicate that we look like the cat picture and we're a bunch of kitty cats. Let me say something to you. That ain't us.
No.
And I mean, you know, we're not girly boys. We ain't ever going to be girly boys. That ain't us. And so we didn't go up there for a very specific reason because we knew it was a setup, and that's why we didn't go. And we tried to tell everybody that also before it happened.
We actually talked about it on the show.
We did.
Remember.
That's don't go.
There's a bunch of people that were talking about it. Now you find out that the CIA had assets there, that the FBI had unlimited amounts of confidential informants and FBI agents that were there, mainly the main provocateurs. They were the ones who were doing
Interesting. Years ago, we had some friends who had an easement issue, okay? And I remember the police got involved in it. And I remember the police said, if we get called out there again over this easement issue, somebody's getting arrested. And we had some big mouth guy come down to the, you know, to the lake with our friend and basically start slinging stuff around, kicking things around, and he got arrested.
Yep.
You know, when they tell you they're going to arrest you, when they tell you something's going to happen to you, they pretty much mean that. Listen to what they say. And when they warn you, and then Trump says, if you get me back in office, I'll pardon everybody. And I will give him kudos if he does that. And I mean everybody.
Oh, he's going to get some brownie points. A lot of people, if he does that, they said he's on the presidential ballot now. I saw it yesterday. You see that?
Yeah. Well, I hope. Yes.
Yeah.
Well,
anything's better than the ice cream eater that shakes hands with ghosts. I can't deal with him anymore, dude. I can't deal with it anymore. Every time I see him, it's just embarrassing.
But you got to remember, though, he has given us so much content.
He makes his own content.
Oh, my God.
He didn't even try. He just
comes. I mean, the man, he walks around. Okay. And there's nobody there. He's shaking hands.
Can't find the five different stair exits around the whole stage. Just walks around.
And then they geek him up on who knows how many amphetamines to get him to do a State of the Union. Yeah, next day he sleeps for, you know, like 48 hours, and they can't get him out of bed. He's hiding in a basement somewhere underneath a rock. And you think to yourself, so this is the leader of the free world.
It's honestly elderly abuse, bro. It's kind of sad.
It is sad.
It really is sad what they're doing to him. He has no – I don't even think he knows what's going on half the time. He just kind of just wanders around.
Well, you know, he can't even read a teleprompter, bless his heart. And, you know, and I mean, I remember when Barack Obama said the truth once. He says, you don't want Joe Biden president. And I thought – Yeah,
he'll F everything up.
and I mean, we sit back and we watch it. And we go, all right, what in the world can we do in order to fix this? Well, here's what we can do. We can go to church on a regular basis and worship the Most High God.
Keep raising
and pray
little Americans, too.
And keep raising little Americans. You and me, we can all eat clean every single day of our life, and we can do what we know to do. And we can pray like it's all up to God, work like it's all up to us, and get the show out. You say, well, this, I can't send this out. You were ranting and you showed that cat picture. Oh, gosh. What do you want me to do? Okay. I've got to deprecate myself a little bit when I started acting like this because I watched a video one time. I scared myself. I thought, geez, I'm kind of intense. I said, but I got to a cat picture. So what do we do here? So we've got to tell the truth. And so we're trying to, that's all we can do. And because you support us by buying things like zinc, which, by the way, actually increases libido in men. I didn't say that. And helps with gray hair. But the thing about it is that we try our best to figure out what to do here with all of this stuff. And we're trying to show everybody that if you do the right things and you live the right way, in most cases, things go pretty well for you. But, you know, it's like, you know, that one movie, Maximus. There was a vision that was wrong, and that was not it. There was a vision that was America, guys, and this is not it.
Now, you're 100% right. The biggest things we can do is, in our own lives, our children with our family, especially with our counties, our cities, get involved with a lot of that local stuff.
Protest.
I know a lot of it can be very frustrating sometimes. Been there, done that. But as far as when they start talking about doing more protests at Capitol buildings and all this other stuff, when you're dealing with one of the most advanced AI computer surveillance systems in the entire country, it's probably just not the place to go mess around up there. Work at your local areas, work with your local people, and continue to keep raising little Americans.
We laughed at Barack Obama because he's a community organizer. That's where this has to start, communities.
Exactly. Yep. So thank you again, my friends, for the support of Health Masters. If you guys need anything, you know where to get a hold of us. Zinc glycinate on sale, over 20% off right now. It's product of the week. Great for the immune system.
Yes.
And other things as well.
Other
that
things.
Up. So be sure to check that out and multiple other kits we have on the website. And also be sure to follow us at team_healthmasters as we keep growing the Instagram page, getting the truth and shows and coupons out to you guys. Have a blessed, safe, awesome night. We'll talk to you again tomorrow as always.
Love you guys.
Broadcasting to the U.S. and around the world by way of Clear Digital Audio, 22,500 miles above the planet, this is the Global Star Radio Network.